tropics, and Saturday night, chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 36.
Check out year-end closeouts and rebates available on remaining 2016 Ford pickups at Boss Motors in downtown Marysville. The new 2017's arriving soon. They have the new 2017 Ford Edge, Ford Escape, and Ford Fusion at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
It's Friday, Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett. While Republican Governor Sam Brownback talks about taking a new approach to funding Kansas public schools, educators are hoping lawmakers will return to a familiar per-student formula. Brownback has told reporters he wants a new formula to focus on student performance, but superintendents and local school boards expressed their desire for something more traditional in emails to the governor's office this fall. A Kansas environmental group arguing with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to order the state to impose tighter controls on grass burning in the Flint Hills region. The Kansas chapter of the Sierra Club wants the agency to order the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to adopt a mitigation plan to protect air quality in the region. Flint Hills ranchers burn grasslands to kill invasive weeds, creating smoke that officials say is a concern for people with respiratory issues. Mid-America Network News.
Guys, huddle up. Coach's car battery died and he's running behind. And since I haven't been paying attention, I have no idea what plays we run or what most of your names are, for that matter. So, what I'll do is I'm going to pop this antacid tablet. I'll fall down. I'll fake a heart attack. And then you guys act shocked and concerned stuff. And hopefully that'll buy me enough time for the coach to be here. All right, team on three.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously Penmall.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 24. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Two wind farms in central Kansas now online and supplying electricity to Westar Energy. The Hutchinson News reports the wind farms have come online within the last 2 weeks, even though a civil lawsuit seeking an injunction against one of them is still pending. The wind farms, owned and operated by NextEra Energy Resources, are supplying the state's largest electric utility with about 400 megawatts of new power. A University of Kansas official says four Kansas cheerleaders who were suspended from the team after the discovery of a Snapchat photo that mentioned the KKK are no longer with the program. Kansas Associate Athletic Director Jim Marchione said yesterday three of the cheerleaders resigned their positions and the fourth cheerleader graduated this semester. And if you've got travel plans for this holiday weekend, it doesn't look like snow is going to be a problem for any of us in Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Madison in northeast Nebraska earlier this week. The accident occurred around 6:30 Wednesday evening. Authorities say the two killed were Martin and Norma Dietz, who in 1961 established in Madison what has become Dietz Home Store in Norfolk. Authorities are reporting that two inmates are missing from the work ethic camp in McCook. A Nebraska Correctional Services Department news release says that the two were discovered as missing when a headcount was conducted late Wednesday night. And a fire has displaced a family from a Lincoln home. The blaze reported around 5:20 Wednesday evening in northwest Lincoln and being blamed on careless smoking in a bedroom. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran was in Blue Rapids touring Sharp Manufacturing on Thursday morning.
Well, I visited Sharp Manufacturing. Marshall County has a number of manufacturing businesses, particularly related to trailers. Then the manufacturing sector that Marshall County has is something that most communities would love in their own community. And so I wanted to visit with this family-owned business, find out about the economy, what they thought the future was going to hold, and to see if there are ways that I could be of help to them and their business. And one of the things we've worked on over the last several years is trying to change the regulations in how a trailer can be transported to their dealer. And we were successful in getting that accomplished, and so I wanted to make certain that everything that we'd been working on was still being helpful to this business that employs folks here in Marshall County.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran commented on the importance of revitalizing our rural communities.
Well, a lot of what I'm about as a member of Congress, I grew up in a town of 1,900 folks. I care about rural Kansas, rural America, and that the things that we focus on are designed to try to improve the chances that a community will have a brighter future. One of the things that I really appreciated seeing at Sharp today was both son and daughter working in the business. So another generation, one stayed, one returned to Marshall County. Those are the kind of things that are important. And so what I would say is that we need to focus on improving the ag economy. We need to make sure that our communities are viable, and by that I mean that we have a pharmacy on Main Street, that the hospital doors remain open, that physicians are in our community. We will not be able to have a economic opportunity in communities in which families can't access health care. So going back to the Affordable Care Act, how it affects the financial how solid the financial numbers are for a hospital has a consequence on the future of that community. We're working on entrepreneurship to try to create the chance, just like happened that happened here in Marshall County with Sharp. Somebody had an idea, and they worked on it in their barn or their garage, and they brought it to market, and it creates jobs. We want to create an environment in which the entrepreneur, somebody who has an idea, a startup business, can have a better shot of succeeding. So it's a variety of things. Most of those decisions are going to be made locally, going to be made by a community, not by Washington, D.C., but I'm trying to work to create the environment where a small town has a better chance of success than otherwise. I've always noticed that keeping the cost of business, being in business down, the fixed cost of being in business, in many instances determine whether or not we will have new businesses in rural communities or whether a business will expand in a rural community. In many circumstances, we don't have growing populations, so the cost of being in business matters a lot.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran following a stop yesterday at Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids. Moran will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing this time tomorrow morning. Sigrid Pishney, age 100, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service Tuesday at 1 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Private burial at Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Sigrid Pishney. No Marshall County senior citizen lunches today or Monday. They are closed, as well advising the Marshall County transfer station will be closed for the Christmas holiday beginning at noon Thursday, December 22nd, and they will remain closed until 8 a.m. Tuesday, December 27th. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like a system is moving through the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like across our area, just a slight chance for some rain, freezing rain early. Then it looks like we're going to see rain showers more in the afternoon. Temperature is definitely not feeling like winter or Christmas time, in the mid to upper 40s and even almost 60 degrees as we head into a Christmas Day. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, chance of rain, freezing rain. We'll see temperatures at 43, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, areas of patchy fog, otherwise partly cloudy with a low near 23. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 46. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 38. For Christmas Day, mostly cloudy. We'll have rain showers likely. Temperatures at 59 degrees. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late December 40, the average low 21. Sunset this evening 5:05, sunrise in the morning 7:39. Bit of a light mix of precipitation in the air at times this morning with a cloudy overcast. It's 36 degrees, winds out of a southeast 5 to 10. Let's check on the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 23rd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
On the first day of Christmas, the porch swing gave to me savings on my favorite things. On the second day of Christmas, the porch swing gave to me more savings for my gift list and savings on my favorite things. Ooh. That's right, the porch swing's having a 12 days of Christmas sale. Now through the 24th, you'll save 40% on that day's specials. New things are added daily, so come in and see what's on sale today at the porch swing's 12 days of Christmas sale. The porch swing, that cute little shop with the blue wine, where home and garden meet in downtown Marysville.
The Eagles just did the Cowboys a huge favor while the Giants have to wait to clinch a playoff spot. A road loss for the Spurs. The Warriors win in Brooklyn. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the Cowboys just sent a thank you card to Philadelphia.
Manning is back again. He's being raced. It's pulsing interception. It's picked off. And running all the way in for a touchdown is Malcolm Jenkins.
On Sports Radio WIP, the Eagles end a five-game losing streak and hold off the Giants 24-19 in Philadelphia. So if the Eagles win, the Cowboys clinch the NFC East and they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. NBA, a rare road loss for the Spurs.
DeAndre Slam Dunk, right in the face of Gasol.
You know who's more happy than DJ right now? I guarantee you, wherever Blake Griffin is, he's laughing and smiling.
On Fox Sports, the Clippers squeeze out a 106-101 win over the Spurs in L.A. Down 16 at the half in Brooklyn, not a problem for Golden State.
Thompson poked it away. David West jump pass up ahead to Clay. Clay pulls up. Transition three. Good.
On 95-7, the game, Warriors knock off the Nets 117-101. This is ABC Sports. The old man on the ice keeps piling on the stats to add to his future NHL Hall of Fame career. Florida's Jaromir Jagr assisted on a goal last night.
This moment in NHL history, second spot all time in points in the National Hockey League, Jaromir Jagr.
On Nesson, the Panthers lost to the Bruins 3-1, but Jagr moves past Mark Messier on the points list, right behind Wayne Gretzky. Back to the NBA in Miami, the Heat beat the Lakers 115-107 on the night Shaquille O'Neal's number 32 was retired.
This is really unexpected. I got the text. Said we're going to retire your jersey. I thought it was one of my boys pranking me. I was like, stop playing. The fans couldn't have done it without you in 2006.
Top 25 college hoops, number 3, Kansas, Indiana, and St. Mary's of California, all winners. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about their rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the search for the next Ag Secretary continues and looks like it's still far from closing in. Reports say Trump will meet next week with Elsa Murano, former Texas A&M President and USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety under the George W. Bush administration. Lately, the Trump transition team has turned its focus to Texas for consideration of the post. Besides Murano, Vice President-elect Mike Pierce has spoken with Susan Combs, the former Texas Ag Commissioner. Politico is speculating the decision will not be made until possibly early in January on who Trump will pick to lead the Department of Agriculture. Trump spokesman said Thursday the search would continue into at least early next week. Currently, Brian Klippenstein from Protest the Harvest is the lone listed transition team member for USDA. Earlier in the month, it looked like all roads led to Indiana for the next head of USDA. Agriculture groups and lawmakers representing the Senate Ag Committee applauded a move by U.S. trade representatives against the European Union over discriminatory trade practices against U.S. beef imports. At the request of U.S. beef producers, the USTR office announced it would start the process of reinstating retaliatory tariffs on goods and products from the EU due to its unfair treatment of U.S. beef. In 2009, the U.S. and the EU signed a memo under which the EU agreed to create a new duty-free quota for imports of specially produced beef to compensate the United States for losses arising from the EU's ban on the use of hormones in beef production. Imports of the quota have grown steadily since then, and for the past 2 years, the entire 45,000 metric ton quota has been filled, though from other countries other than the U.S. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Repealing the current administration's stacks and stacks of regulations won't be the only priority for farm leaders during the Trump administration. American Farm Bureau wants to replace old rules with new ones that will withstand future attempts to make them unfavorable to agriculture. The Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. rule, infamous in ag circles and held up in the courts, is probably the poster child of the current president's rules, where an expansive reinterpretation of existing rules led to something many say Congress never intended. Suddenly, any pothole, puddle, or ditch that filled with water and could be shown to connect it to a navigable waterway would fall under EPA's control, requiring a permit to do anything with it. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish is AFB's longtime point man in the battle against regulatory overreach on the part of the United States federal government.
Withdrawing those rules and replacing them with something that farmers and ranchers would benefit from, or maybe even comply more with what the language that Congress used when they wrote the law, that's a tougher nut to crack. We've got to do that.
Parrish suggests it's a matter of preserving a common sense in further administrations.
We don't just want to put these agencies to sleep for the next 4 years. We're going to need staff in those agencies to write regulations that kind of cement into place what Congress intended when they wrote some of these laws, so that somewhere down the road, those types of regulations or executive orders can't be put back into place.
President-elect Donald Trump, with the stroke of a pen, will be able to rescind many of the current president's existing regulations and rules when Trump takes office. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
In an industry with many challenges, the support from the Kansas independent oil and gas industry and its members create a united voice in Topeka and Washington.
It's very important to Commerce Bank. Cayuga shares a lot of the same values and work ethic that Commerce Bank employs, and we're all working together with the oil and gas industry to build a better Kansas and a strong Kansas.
Your membership helps play a significant role in the political battles and the court of public opinion.
Helping to make sure that the Cayuga membership is well represented and that their interests are best served.
As a member of the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry, you become an integral part of Cayuga's voice of how the industry works for voters and the policymakers, the economy, and the environment.
They're our voice. We as a service company and oil producers find ourselves every day real busy. They're the ones who protect our interests.
Get access to legislative and business information as well as help build better public understanding. Help make a difference. Become a Cayuga member today. Get complete details in your application at Cayuga.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, as we all know. Bean prices, as I mentioned yesterday during this report, are staying above $10 a bushel despite the appearance of a lot of supply, not only here, but globally. So the question is, do you sell now or do you wait? Some thoughts on that after this.
We're getting ready for the holidays around the Samuelson home. We are expecting a lot of visitors, so the last thing we want to worry about is plumbing problems. So we'll have a bottle of Wink Hair Clog Blaster handy to keep our bathroom drains running clean. Safe on all pipes and septic systems, Wink Hair Clog Blaster pours through running standing water, breaking down hair and soap scum. Check out all the fine products at Wink.com. That's W-H-I-N-K. Rely on Power Service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add Diesel Fuel Supplement Plus Cetane Boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need Power Service Diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide.
Analyst Rich Nelson is with Allendale Incorporated, and what is he telling his clients right now? Or actually, what are his clients telling him about whether they want to sell or hold with prices the way they are?
I'll be honest with you, on the corn end at least, they're still trying to keep those barn din, bin doors closed. And I think that's going to be the case right now unless you get a magical 30 to 40 cent rally at some point in the next few weeks. But as far as it goes right now on the beans, that's the main argument. We are getting some sales done. We do recommend sales at these price levels. Maybe not the whole amount here, but certainly this is a great place to get started from.
Is there a percentage you're recommending?
Actually, my numbers on the new crop side might be a little lighter than people would expect, maybe up to 25%. We do expect prices to have some rebounds throughout the coming months as the year progresses, but as far as right now, maybe 25%. I'm not too aggressive myself.
Is that caution based on a harvest time spike in South America and possibly another spike, planting time spike here in farming America?
That's exactly right. And a good example is this year's growing season. It's been fantastic for Argentina as well as South America on the planting end. But now that we're progressing into the vegetative growth, we can start discussing this net drying issue, which has been plaguing Argentina for so long. Maybe at the end of this week, we did see a slight change in the forecast for Argentina, and markets did reflect that. But as a whole, we do have a developing light concern about Argentina right now.
As we get down to the end of 2016, typically a quiet period in terms of business and trade, do we expect much movement in prices?
Yes, they do kind of quiet down. And we do have grain news certainly slow down during this time. We start paying attention to outside market issues. On the positive end, some of those are actually not too bad at all right now. In fact, this crude oil mild rally, you could say, or a mild rebound in pricing and expectations, that's been helpful for us on this end as well. We have a pretty good margin in corn for ethanol right now as well. So, yes, there are other issues we can look at for slightly higher pricing outside of grain fundamentals.
Rich Nelson of Allendale Incorporated, back after this.
It's the final days to save before Christmas, and Orscheln Farm and Home has great last-minute gift ideas. Now through Christmas Eve, save up to $7 on men's vintage flannel shirts, only $12.99. Keep your hands safe and warm with lined deerskin or cowhide gloves, just $9.99, and get 20% off all knives in stock. Hurry in for all the best gifts for everyone on your list from your local Orscheln Farm and Home. This week, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Christmas Eve, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
One more thing on today's Farming America. If you are really strapped for a last-minute Christmas gift, I encourage you to look at heifer.org, where you can pretty quickly purchase a gift on behalf of someone that will really make a difference in another person or family's life. Heifer.org. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 degrees, warming to highs in the middle 40s, seasonal or just above seasonal highs today, tomorrow, middle 50s come Sunday. Look out. It's going to feel very, very mild for Christmas Day. We look for a mix of precipitation, might be some light mixed precipitation here and about this morning.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Josh Jackson scored 21 points. Svi Mikhailuk had 20. And Frank Mason III added 13. As number 3, Kansas beat UNLV 71-53 Thursday night, extending its winning streak to 11 games. Kansas got 12 rebounds and 4 points from Landon Lucas. The Jayhawks, 11-1, haven't lost since a season-opening 103-99 overtime set back to Indiana. That game was in Honolulu. Landry Shamet made 6 three-pointers and scored 21 points, both career highs to lead Wichita State over South Dakota State, 89-67 last night. Marcus McDuffie added 17 points and a career-best 5 steals for the Shockers, 10-3, who bounced back from their only home loss, 93-76, against Oklahoma State on Saturday. Zach Brown added 10 points and a career-high 5 assists. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel.